It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio. It's time for Ask Ross, presented by 409tailgateclub.com. We've got your questions. Go to our app, Keystone Sports. Download the app. Go there. Click on it. Hit the Ask Ross tab. Ask your question. If you have the best question of the week, you will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You get some sauces and rubs. And we will announce the winner at the beginning of quarter number four. So we keep you in suspense. All right, Ross. Got a few good ones this week. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Just checking. Brad from Palmyra asks, Ross, your expert opinion is the main reason I tune into KSN week to week. Keep up the great work. My question is regards to the war in the trenches and trying to find an edge for Penn State. Have you ever heard of a Division I football program cross-training with the wrestling team to improve leverage and hand fighting on the lines on each side of the ball? I mean, Penn State has Kale Sanderson and company as their wrestling coach. Thanks so much. And yeah, Bob and Andy, you guys are pretty good as well. So, JV.
No, I haven't. I mean, I know that Phil Troutwine, the new Penn State offensive line coach, wrestled in high school and loves wrestling, which is really weird because he's like 6'7" and a half. So the fact that he wrestled in high school is almost bizarre to me, but he did. And he really is into it. So I think that they like to recruit wrestlers for the reasons you just stated. But they don't cross-train like that for a few reasons. One is wrestlers are crazy. Secondly, you know, the best way to get better at a craft is to work on the craft. So they do things with their hands. They're, you know, they might have a guy like Tunch Ilkin come in who specializes in, he calls it the Tunch Punch, using your hands. There are some guys that have done some MMA or karate stuff to get better with their hands. I think that stuff would be better than wrestling. I mean, wrestling, you're really trying to take the guy down.
Leverage,
yeah. And that would be a hold in football. So I understand what he's saying. They like the leverage. They like all that stuff, but they wouldn't cross-train like that.
All right, this one's from Josh in Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Ross. I'm really enjoying your new recruiting ranking series, but I have a question about your scoring system. If you're going to use decimal points anyway, wouldn't it make more sense to rate the players on a scale of 1 to 100? To me, a 71 out of 100 sounds better than a 7.1 out of 10. But then again, I haven't taken any Ivy League classes. Thanks. Love the show.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that. I guess I don't know what the difference is.
What's the difference? So let's convert them to 100 for the final rankings. We'll continue on the decimal point as we think. And then let's say he got a 8.1 or an 81 out of 100 when you rank the final ones.
Okay.
All right.
Man, is that like, that's the question that you chose to ask me.
I did.
Just so everybody knows, file all your complaints to @APShea on Twitter. That was one of the questions he asked me.
I didn't take any Ivy League math classes either, so I'm on board. All right, let's go to Jennifer, third week in a row.
Love it.
Expanding our audience, Tallahassee, Florida. Ooh. My husband is a huge Penn State fan. What, in your opinion, is it going to take to get to the playoff? He thinks they need an elite quarterback, but I would prefer to hear your thoughts.
Why are you saying it like that?
I would prefer my husband thinks they need an elite quarterback. I'd prefer to hear your thoughts.
She respects your opinion more than her husband's.
Oh, that was the – I didn't catch that. Yeah. I didn't catch that. Well, if you look at the last couple years and last year, elite quarterback is certainly a big part of it. And we've talked about that in the past. Penn State does not really have that right now.
Remember when it was the D tackles the first couple of years of college football playoff? Like the defensive line, it was, if you were missing an ingredient, it was the
I think it still
blow
is.
Up D tackle.
I think it still is, but I think that
It's quarterback, and I'll tell you what else. It's corners who can track the ball and knock it away and make some plays. It really is. I mean, you gotta be able to do that. And I just think that if you look at some of the guys that Ohio State and Clemson have, and Alabama, so they have those guys. Penn State really doesn't have those.
And
guys.
I would say also that those schools that you just referenced all have much better receiving cores than Penn State, and they're better in the back end. So it's interesting because I feel like it would certainly help to have an elite quarterback, but I don't know. Part of me feels like if Penn State isn't a college football playoff team this year, it won't be because of Sean Clifford.
Right.
It's more likely to me that it will be because of wide receiver deficiencies, maybe secondary, but I really think it's probably wide receiver. I think if they don't make it, we're going to be sitting here thinking, man, if they just had better receivers this year. So that's a tough question to answer. Elite quarterback would always help, but I don't think Clifford's what's going to hold them back. Where is she from again?
Tallahassee, Florida.
Has she won yet?
It's her first time, I think.
She has not won yet, okay. According to Jim.
Oh, this is a different female.
This is the third different one in as many weeks.
We're on a run.
We're on a roll. It would explain what you're saying. ESPN just put out its new rankings, and Penn State was fifth, right? Yeah. They're solid top 10 in all the early preseason rankings, but fifth, which means they have a lot of elements to be the best of the rest, right?
You know what I would like to ask her? How are you a Penn State fan in Tallahassee, Florida?
Well, she said her husband is. I don't know.
Maybe, she said my husband is a huge Penn State fan. She didn't say she was.
So she just listens to the
show. She could be an FSU fan.
She could be a Florida
State. Well, either way, it's kind of a weird place to live and be a Penn State fan unless you work at Florida State, but you went to Penn State. Yeah, it's interesting. All right, go ahead.
All right, thank you. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it is brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We are your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. We never stop talking Penn State football. We're in quarter three. What makes you laugh, Bob Flounders?
So that pause. We never stop talking about Penn State football.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I get an audience. I'm for some reason, I have the hiccups right now, and I was giving it a break. So I am sorry. We are in quarter number three. It is Ask Ross. We're doing your questions, his answers. Brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Best question gets a tailgate box, courtesy of 409 Tailgate Club. Let's continue on. Bill in Easton asks, hey, Ross, how big of a difference can us normal fans expect in the O-line with the new position coach if he is as advertised? And what will benefit most, the run or the pass game?
That's a tough one because I think coaching makes a big difference. And I think Troutwine appears to be a really good coach.
And we know they're already a good run-blocking unit, right, for essentially what they – for the five starters.
I thought they were pretty good at both last year.
Yeah.
And the thing is I don't know how much better they can get. I mean, they can be better, but they were pretty good last year. I mean, it was the best year of Franklin's 6 years. So I would answer that question by saying coaching is very important at every position, especially offensive line. They can get better. What concerns me, and this is important – is I've had a conversation with Troutwine, and his techniques are different than Lime Grover's. So whereas Michael Mennett and Fries and these guys have been perfecting Lime Grover's for years, now they're going to be taught something different. And so there's a chance Penn State's offensive line takes a little bit of a step back before they take a step forward. It's like asking a guy that's been a plumber or an electrician or whatever, he's been doing it for 10 years.
Right.
And he's gotten pretty good at doing it. But now they come in and say, hey, there's a better way to do it. And he'll get better at the better way, but he kind of has to learn the better way. And so while he's learning the better way, there might be a little bit of a step back. I'll be very curious to watch that.
And don't discount what Troutwine can do on game day. There were some times I thought they were slow to adjust, whether it was on blitz pickups,
right?
Especially early in the season, Buffalo and Pittsburgh. And I'm sorry, I still can't get the image of Will Fries trying to block Chase Young one-on-one the whole game with literally no help, and they never adjusted. I think that's another big part of it, too.
I wanted to ask you as a follow-up, Russ, when you said their techniques are different, can you give me just one example to help me and our audience out? Like, you know their techniques are different.
So,
just one that you know of that is easy to explain for you.
So Lime Grover wanted the lineman to be sort of hip-to-hip with the defender and get as much of your body surface on the defender's body surface. So kind of, in other words, almost take your hands and pull them into you, and so that you're covering up his body as much as you can. Troutwine wants you to be more violent with your hands and pushing him back, or using your hands to knock them backwards, as opposed to having your body surface on as much. Look, I had 9 offensive line coaches in the
right.
NFL. There are some things I liked more than others. What I have found is that certain things are better for some guys than others, but they all work if you get proficient at them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's
what doesn't work is doing things that you're not proficient at.
And so with a new offensive line coach, spring and fall ball are going to be important
Very
for an experienced
important.
Group. All right, last question for this week comes Nick from Berwick, unless you answer this and say it's a bad question. But with the NFL Combine coming up, I thought this was a good question. We always hear about how Dwight Gault is able to prepare these guys to wow at the Combine every year. But they are away from the program for 3 to 4 months working on out on their own before that. Is it truly Dwight Gault creating the foundation, or is it these trainers that the players' agents hook them up with that are preparing them best for the combine?
That's a good question. Name and where he's from?
That is Nick from Berwick.
Yeah, that's a good question. But what I would tell you is every college's guys go to these trainer dudes, right?
Right.
And there's all kinds of different trainer dudes, and we don't know which ones they go to. So I think it is fair to give credit to whatever their base was from their college guy that they were with for years, because the variable of what trainers they go to, that's unknown. And
right.
They all go to the trainers that are teaching them these speed techniques and how to do these drills. So I think it is fair for Dwight Gault to get the credit that he gets. And that's a really good question. I hadn't heard anybody ask that before.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number 3 from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. We'll finish strong and announce the winner in quarter number 4.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.